home while her sister Sarah was going out with him. Told to school friends at West Heath in Sevenoaks, Kent,
"I've met him. At last I've met him."
Her verdict?
"Pretty amazing."
Told to her childhood nanny, Mary Clark,
"My only ambition is to fall in love, get married and have lots of children. I would never marry unless I was really, really in love. I never want to be divorced."
Told to Mary Clark, 18 months before her marriage to Charles,
"The love of my life is to dance and sing, but I have an awful voice, and I'm like an elephant when I dance, so no one watches me."
On her early ambition to be a ballet dancer,
"I overshot the height by a long way. I couldn't imagine some man trying to lift me up above his arms."
As a teenager, she dated several boys, but none became lovers, and she said,
"I knew I had to keep myself tidy for what lay ahead."
In September 1978, Diana was staying with friends when she told them she had a premonition her father would soon drop down.
"If he dies, he will die immediately. Otherwise, he will survive."
The next day, Earl Spencer collapsed with a massive brain hemorrhage from which he did recover. And 3 years later, he walked her up the aisle. Invited to a shooting weekend at Sandringham in February 1978, she told a friend who said she might become queen,
"I doubt it. Can you imagine me swanning around in kid gloves and a ball gown?"
In July 1980, Diana met Charles at a house party in Petworth, West Sussex. Sitting on a hay bale, after a polo match, she referred to the murder of Earl Mountbatten the previous year. She said,
"You looked so sad when you walked up the aisle at the funeral. It was the most tragic thing I've ever seen. My heart bled for you when I watched it. I thought, it's wrong. You're lonely. You should be with somebody to look after you. I'll read almost anything I can get my hands on, from women's magazines to Charles Dickens."
On the famous photo taken at the nursery where she worked, when her legs showed through her skirt because of the light,
"I ended up in the papers looking like I had Steinway piano legs."
On her first visit to Balmoral to meet the Queen,
"I was shitting bricks. I was terrified. I had never stayed at Balmoral before, and I wanted to get it right."
As speculation grew about their relationship, Diana told a reporter on November 28, 1980,
"I'd like to marry soon. What woman doesn't want to marry eventually? Next year? Why not? I don't think 19 is too young. It depends on the person."
Asked if Charles had proposed, she blushed and replied,
"I can't say yes or no to that. I can't confirm or deny it."
When Charles proposed to her,
"He said, 'Will you marry me?' And I laughed, and I remember thinking, 'This is a joke.' And I said, 'Yeah, okay,' and laughed. And he was deadly serious. He said, 'You do realise that one day you will be queen.' And a voice said to me inside, 'You won't be queen, but you'll have a tough role.' I said, 'Yes.' And he said, 'I love you so much,' whatever love means. He said it then, so I thought that was great. I thought he meant that, and he ran upstairs and rang his mother."
When Diana told her mother that she was going to marry Charles and that she loved him, Mrs. Frances Shand Kidd asked, "Love him or what he is?" Diana replied,
"What's the difference?"
Charles and Diana were engaged on 24th of February 1981 and interviewed in the garden of Buckingham Palace. Asked if they were in love, Diana said,
"Of course,"
before Charles famously added, "Whatever love means." 4 days later, Diana wrote to a well-wisher,
"Reading through all the letters, it's amazing how many people have said that married life is the best. I wonder if I'll be saying that in 20 years' time."
On her sapphire and diamond engagement ring,
"I can't get used to wearing it yet. The other day I even scratched my nose with it because it's so big. The ring, I mean. With Prince Charles beside me, I can't go wrong. It's always nice when there's two of you and there's someone there to help you. The prince has made everything far easier for me."
In a note to her former flatmates after she got engaged,
"For God's sake, ring me up. I'm going to need you."